Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon and welcome to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. And we've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing here in just a moment. And so we thank the Lord for them. They're a blessing to our soul. Been friends of mine for a very, very long time. And so we sure do appreciate the Edwards family. I tell you, I hope the broadcast is a blessing to you. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Once again, that address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. We'd love to hear from you and like to hear how the broadcast is blessing you. We thank you so much. Here's the Edwards family now singing Thanks for Loving Me. Amen. That's the Edwards family. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. What a blessing. I thank the Lord, amen, for loving me. What a blessing that he is to me. I tell you, each and every day, you go through life sometimes, you don't feel like nobody cares, nobody loves you. But I want you to know, friend, you got a friend in Jesus, amen. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. I'm thankful for that today. We've been studying on Exodus chapter number 17, and we've been looking at the smitten rock, and we've looked at a failed test with another chance. And what we're referring to there is back there at Marah, whenever the children of Israel got to the place called Marah, the waters were bitter, and they murmured and complained. And you'd have thought that they'd learned something by now, you know, through these ups and downs and these trials in their lives. But they get to another place where there's no water, and they get to grumbling and griping and complaining again. And so we've looked at a failed test with another chance. This will be part three of the message that we preached this week, and we've looked at a faithful servant with a lot of concern, and we're going to be looking at today, we're going to look at a fabulous Savior with a means of redemption, and I'm thankful for that. Amen. Hope this message is a blessing to you as you listen today, and hope you're having a good week. God bless you. Here's the message now from Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
The first thing that I see here is that the rock was smitten. The rock was smitten. The word smitten speaks of suffering. The word smitten speaks of how that it points us to the cross of Calvary. As we look at the Lord who was smitten, we find a place where the Lord was struck. We find a place where the Lord was beaten. We find a place where the Lord was left unrecognizable. You could say that that rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, was smitten for our iniquities. The Bible said, I tell you, the rock smitten speaks of the Lord's death. It talks to us about the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like for you to notice this. Notice with me that it was smitten by the rod of Moses. The rod in the hands of Moses had been a symbol of judgment. And if you will remember, the very first reference to it was when Moses cast down the rod and the rod became a serpent. That's a reminder, that serpent's what got us all in this trouble. It's a reminder of the curse. That curse from the very beginning. That serpent up in the tree, tempting Eve, if you will remember. That temptation in the Garden of Eden was what got us in the curse to begin with. And friend, what that curse resulted in, it resulted in the bloodshed of an innocent animal. I say it's probably a lamb. But amen, God had to provide a covering. God had to provide a way. Then that rod that was smote that rock reminds us, listen to me, it reminds us of the curse. But then with the rod, the waters of the Nile were smitten and turned to blood. It reminds us of the suffering of the Lord Jesus Christ. How that something had to die in the place of the sinner. And then notice that not only the elders of Israel saw, that only the elders of Israel saw this miracle of the smitten rock. In other words, he separated these elders out specifically to see this great miracle. I want to remind you this morning that it was the leaders of Israel that to use their position of authority, the Sanhedrin, who brought the accusations forward of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus was smitten. If you'll remember, Jesus was smitten and he was crucified under the means of blaspheming the name of God. He claimed to be the Son of God, and so therefore they accused him of blasphemy because he claimed to be the Son of God. Let me tell you something. If he wasn't the Son of God, then who is? Thank God. I'm telling you this morning. The third thing that we notice, verse number 6. Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb. That's God speaking. And God's saying, I'm standing on the rock. I'm telling you, he's saying, hey, I'm standing here. I'm approving this rock. I've qualified this rock. I'm telling you, this rock's got something in it that you need. Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm thankful to the God of heaven, amen, who looked down from the glory world. He looked down at his Son and said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. God qualified the Lord Jesus Christ. God stands in heaven and has his Son smitten upon the cross. Isaiah 53, Brother Rick read it this morning. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken. Notice this, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. Notice also that when this rock was smitten, the waters flowed out freely. The smitten rock is where the water flows. The smitten rock is where the nourishment lies. The smitten rock, friend. Listen to me. It's not Buddha. It's not Muhammad. It's not the monkey god. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Oh, I'm telling you this morning, Jesus said this. I want to remind you, when Jesus was down there at the woman at the well, he was down there standing by a literal well, but Jesus said these words, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus was saying that rock that followed them was Christ. I'm telling you, after that moment, they didn't ever go thirsty again. Amen. Why? They had one. They had an access. Amen. They had access to a water supply that never run dry. Thank God. I'm telling you, friend, if you just trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you'll find a place where you can nestle in. You can trust him. Amen. You can walk with him. You can talk with him as if he's your very own. I tell you, you can know this. You'll never go dry as long as you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. The smitten rock demonstrates also. I'm about to get slapped tore up in here. Amen. Amen. Y'all might not be getting, but I'm going to tell you this. Thank God for that smitten rock. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, had Jesus not went to the cross, you and I would have forever been lost. But because Jesus went to the cross of Calvary, and because God approved him, and because God stood over that mountain, I'm telling you, thank God, we have access to the very throne of grace today. And if you're lost, you can be saved because of what Jesus did for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And you know, God don't want you to go to hell. Now, that's the craziest thing in the world. People saying, man, God sends people to hell. No, you do that by your rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as those in Christ's day rejected him, you too today. There's people in this room already have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. Your rejection is what's going to send you to hell, friend. But I'm going to tell you something. If you ever get it in your heart, that the only place you can be, it's right there next to this rock that I'm speaking about. Friend, I want you to know this. The Lord Jesus Christ will be your personal Savior. The smitten rock demonstrates the grace of God. If you'll sit back and observe the context of the Scripture, the water did not come during the time when Israel was praising God. It didn't come during the time where Israel had bowed themselves before God. No, it came during the time where, friends, they were angry at God. They were actually mad at the fact that they were in a place without water. I find that interesting. They were murmuring and complaining about ready to stone the servant Moses. And they were filled with unbelief, saying, look at verse 7 again, is the Lord among us or not? They had gotten to the place of unbelief so far that now they're in a place where they're saying, is God even here? I want to remind you of the cloud. Remind you of the pillar of fire. I want to remind you of the servant. God leading and God directing all the time. God showing himself mighty. Can I tell you today, look here. There's a possibility in our generation that you can miss the blessings of God because your eyes are not open. You can be in the very presence of God and yet overlook and miss the glory and the greatness of the grace of God because you're not willing to see what God has done for you. Can I say this? So the giving of the water of God and God giving the water during a time when Israel was rejecting was a sign of his marvelous grace. God demonstrated his grace not because they deserved it. In fact, they deserved the opposite. God demonstrated grace to them not because, listen to me, they asked for it. In fact, they were rejecting God at this moment. They were angry at the Lord. But then God demonstrates his grace because of his marvelous love toward mankind. And his undeserved, listen, man is so undeserving. I like what the Romans chapter number 5, verse 20 says. Where did sin abound, grace did much more abound. Amen. Listen, that water did not come from the rock until the rock was smitten. I think about this rock in my life. And I tell you, there's going to be times of trouble. There's some of you facing financial hardship. You don't know how you're going to get out of it. You don't know if there's ever going to be. Listen, can I tell you something? The Republicans are not going to fix your problems. The Democrats are not going to fix your problems. Washington, D.C. is not going to fix your problems, friend. But I do know this. There's one that can fix all of your problems, friend. If you'll turn unto him, he'll be the greatest decision that you could ever make. I think about that song. What you need is hope. What you came for was hope this morning. And I tell you, there's hope to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing that old song, our hope is built on nothing less but Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. I'll tell you this morning, maybe you're here, maybe you're in a place where God's giving you a second chance. You failed the first chance, and God is giving you a second chance.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.